Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Version Control Systems with Git. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Applying DevOps Practices in the DevOps Engineering for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore key concepts surrounding Git and version control systems, as well as the essential commands and workflows that will help you manage your code effectively. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to use Git for version control and understand its critical role in collaborative software development. Main content. Introduction to Git and version control concepts. Version control is an essential practice in software development that allows teams to manage changes to source code over time. Git is a popular distributed version control system that enables multiple developers to work on a project simultaneously, without overwriting each other's contributions. The primary benefits of using Git include tracking changes, collaborating with others, and maintaining a history of your project. When you work with Git, you create a repository, which is a storage space for your project files and their version history. Each change you make is recorded as a commit, which allows you to revert to earlier versions if necessary. This functionality is especially crucial in the finance and fintech industries, where accuracy and accountability are paramount. For example, consider a financial application where multiple developers are working on features like transaction processing or user authentication. With Git, each developer can work independently on their features, and once completed, merge their changes into the main project repository. Git also fosters collaboration, allowing developers to review and comment on each other's contributions through pull requests. This peer review process is invaluable in ensuring code quality and maintaining best practices in software development. Basic Git commands and workflows. Now that we have a foundational understanding of Git and version control, let's delve into some basic Git commands and workflows. Familiarity with these commands will empower you to manage your projects effectively. Creating a repository. To start using Git, you first need to create a repository. You can do this using the command. This command initializes a new Git repository in your project directory. Cloning a repository. If you need to work on an existing project, you can clone a repository from a remote server. Use the command. This command will create a local copy of the repository on your machine. Checking status. To see the current state of your repository, including modified and untracked files, you can use adding changes. When you make changes to your project files, you need to stage them for a commit using. If you want to stage all changes, you can use committing changes. After staging your changes, you need to commit them to your repository. A commit is a snapshot of your project at a specific point in time. Use the command viewing commit history. To review the history of your commits, you can use branching and merging. One of the powerful features of Git is branching, which allows you to create separate lines of development. To create a new branch, use switch to that branch using. Once you've made changes in your branch and are ready to incorporate them into the main branch, you can merge using. These commands form the backbone of your Git workflow. By mastering these basics, you can efficiently collaborate with your team and maintain a clean project history. Examples. Let's consider a couple of practical examples relevant to the finance and fintech context to illustrate how Git can be effectively utilized. Collaborative feature development. Imagine a scenario where your team is developing a new feature for an online banking application that allows users to set up recurring payments. One developer might focus on the user interface, while another works on the back-end logic for processing payments. Each developer can create their branches in Git, work independently, and later merge their contributions into the main branch once the features are tested and ready for deployment. Bug fix management. In the finance sector, bugs can lead to significant issues. Suppose a bug is discovered in the transaction processing code. A developer can create a new branch specifically for fixing this bug, work on the solution, and then merge the changes back into the main code base. This approach ensures that the main branch remains stable and functional while the bug is being addressed. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the fundamental concepts of version control using Git, including its importance in collaborative software development, as well as basic commands and workflows that facilitate effective project management. Understanding and utilizing Git will empower you to work more efficiently and collaboratively, especially in fast-paced industries like finance and fintech. By now, you should feel confident in using Git for version control and appreciate its role in maintaining project integrity and collaboration. Reflection questions: how would you use branching in Git to manage different features being developed simultaneously? What steps would you take to resolve a conflict that arises when merging code from different branches? Reflect on a situation in your work where version control could have improved collaboration or project management.